I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's impossible to ignore. News feeds are packed with stories of violent extremist groups and images of desperate refugees hoping for a home. Real solutions seem distant. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA believes there is one thing that every persecuted Christian wants from us. It's prayer.
The reason that we call for people to pray is because when we go and meet with persecuted Christians, that's the first thing they ask us to do. You know, it's not like, okay, send machine guns and list off five other things. They say, pray for us first. That's their first request.
Learn more about the Voice of the Martyrs and find out how God is still moving in countries targeted by extremists. You'll find the full story at missionnews.org. And God is also moving in GEMS Girls Clubs after more than 60 years of work. GEMS' Chris Palosari says the ministry's founder wanted to remove stereotypes made about roles of women.
So when they discover, a young girl discovers that she is created to be a part of building God's kingdom and that He designed her with special skills, there is nothing she can't do in order to fulfill God's call in her life.
The all-girls environment makes GEMS clubs safe places to build communities of belonging. Nearly half of the 900 clubs across North America have girls without any church affiliation.
It's very, very important, especially in this day and age, where children have so much disillusionment and so much disappointment and challenge at a very young age, that the GEMS Girls Clubs have become a haven of demonstrating Christ's love.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.